The Subaru of New England text line is 37937. Find your authorized Subaru retailer at SubaruofNewEngland.com. And can we please, can we stop with Tom Brady to the Miami Dolphins? Text after text after text.
Why?
Perfect way for him to get out of the booth elegantly.
I think those texts are from at Greg Olson, too.
It's a real thing.
It's not.
All right.
It is not. Why is it?
Let me take out my Harry Potter magic wand here and show you why it's a real thing. Excuse me. Thanks for the bagels, Curtis.
Anything for you, Wiggs. I love you.
Tom Brady, before he got in the booth.
A pumpernickel.
I had whatever. It was blueberry.
It's Stanley.
I think it was
joke.
Blueberry.
Oh, blueberry.
Are there any pumpkin ones?
If you get a pumpkin bagel, I don't want to know you.
Tom Brady, before the season started, I believe it was on a yacht or something like that, put out a video basically saying to all the quarterbacks in the league, young quarterbacks, don't test me and have me have to come out of retirement. You guys remember that video?
I do.
You remember that?
Mm-hmm. It was on a yacht in the Mediterranean or something.
Right. We all know Tom Brady is the greatest quarterback of all time, but by being the greatest quarterback of all time comes with what? The biggest ego to ever exist, right? I mean, just that's the way it is. When you come up in the game like you did and you're very confident in yourself, you get an ego that's massive. So Tom Brady, week one, after Dallas and Cleveland getting absolutely destroyed nationally, locally, on how bad he is. Like, he's Jason Witten territory. And that's, you know, so that's got to hurt the ego when it comes about that. Also, Miami was trying to get him to come there many a times.
Correct.
Right?
That was the tampering thing.
That was the whole tampering thing. We know
Stephen Ross and Brady's buddy, who's a minority owner of that franchise.
And we know Brady lives in Miami and has a house down there. And we also know that Mike McDaniels, when talked about Bill Belichick, said, I would do anything just to have Bill be in the building. The Miami Dolphins are a playoff team, or a playoff team last year, had high expectations, have an unbelievable talent on the offensive end. And, right, maybe a couple weeks ago, I don't know if you heard this, Tyreek Hill, what's one of the things, if he could do, he would want to do?
Win a championship.
Nope. I play with Tom Brady.
He said that?
He said that. I got to find the audio. They said, if there was one thing you could do, Tyreek, what would you want to do?
Yeah.
And he said, play with Tom Brady.
I thought he said drive the speed limit.
I appreciate that everybody wants to speculate. I think it's more likely that, and not because I said it earlier, but I think Mac Jones is a more likely choice when it comes to that football.
Can
team.
I just ask a question about the Tom Brady situation? So, He's not allowed to interview players and stuff currently for his Fox job, right?
Right.
Wouldn't that same rule prevent him from coming back to the NFL?
He'd have to want that more. He'd have to, in order to leave Fox, he'd have to say goodbye to, how much, Curtis? $300
million? $375.
Yeah.
$375 million. He'd have to say goodbye to any kind of an ownership stake in the Raiders.
Yep.
And you think his ego is that big?
Right. And you think Fox is probably like, hey, Tom, listen, we'll give you $100 million for you to go. Well, you know, you don't think there's concern?
So even before this
after
injury,
1 week of being in the booth,
you don't think there's concern with Fox?
Absolutely, there is.
That we might have gave this guy $300 million.
The ratings,
and he might not be
the
that good.
Ratings were good.
Yeah. The ratings were good. Here's what I will say: I guarantee you that there are outs like you read about in the Fox contract. And I think it was Florio. I don't remember who was making it. It might have been Albert Breer. But there was a discussion about Brady and how they believe it's this year he's doing Fox. He'll do the Super Bowl. And then he will officially become the minority owner and leave Fox at the end of this season. Greg Olson goes back to the number one chair. Everybody moves on. So if he was willing to do that, then the picture we have on Twitch right now may come to fruition. That's from Darius Butler last night on social media saying, woo! It's time for you, Tom, to go to the Dolphins.
Looks good. He even looks younger in that uniform. Wow.
He is handsome.
Looks really good.
That, That is my magic wand right there.
And he just put a video out of him throwing a football, some, you know, what he's always doing, like throwing a football and dropping it into a bucket 75 yards away because he's Brady.
I mean, D sees it in the Twitch chat, says, imagine the ratings for an AFC championship game, Tom Brady, Miami Dolphins v. Kansas City Chiefs and Patrick.
Who? And what does Christopher, what's your middle name?
John.
John Curtis always say, there's only one guy that can beat Patrick Mahomes.
Oh, there's two.
No, one guy that can really do it.
He always says there's two.
The other guy gets lucky, let's be honest.
Right.
There's only one, injured. There's only one guy that can
beat. The other guy lost to Jacoby Brissett week one.
The other guy can't grab a water bottle.
There's only one guy that can beat Brady when it counts. I mean, beat Mahomes when it counts, excuse me.
It's Thomas.
And that's Tom Brady. Mm-hmm. You don't think the Miami Dolphins owner?
Could you imagine the tickets if Brady comes back week five with the Dolphins? Holy guacamole.
You don't think, what's the owner's name down there?
Stephen Ross, Michigan guy.
The Michigan guy. You don't think he's calling? Liz, if the 49ers were going to do it, and in Courtney, you're saying Tua's probably done for the year based on, you don't think that there are people.
Yeah, they'll probably ask, but I don't think Tom Brady's going to come back.
Tom Brady is being criticized for how he does.
Greg has a scoop for sure.
Uh-oh.
No, I got a text on the personal phone.
Ooh, okay.
If you want me to share it.
Okay.
What, you got two phones?
It's from Santo.
Oh, damn. I thought it was something connected to Brady.
It says, Tom Brady is great, but can he play Quidditch?
He's going to kill you. He is going to kill you. Yeah.
Has he ever played Quidditch?
No.
Oh.
I believe at Middlebury College there is a Quidditch club.
The hell is Quidditch?
There's actually Quidditch clubs at a lot of colleges.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure you can play Quidditch at Middlebury.
Actually, I have a list of every university with the Quidditch program.
They have a great program up there for Quidditch.
And that's the thing with Brady. He's close to the game, so anytime a good team loses a quarterback, there was whispers when Green Bay's quarterback got hurt, but now you're looking. Where anytime a legit team loses their quarterback for a long time.
I don't think he's coming back.
All right, should we do a poll?
Sure.
Should the Dolphins or will the Dolphins contact?
Will
the Dolphins contact Tom Brady?
Well, no. I'm sure they're going to contact.
Yeah. Will Tom take it?
Would Tom Brady prefer playing quarterback for the Miami Dolphins?
Oh, I think if the Dolphins called, he'd definitely
do it.
You
think they will?
I don't know.
Maybe they wouldn't. I don't know. Would you call?
Hell yeah.
They're going to call.
He's a couple years. Is he 2 years removed from the game? Yes.
What type of phone plan do they have?
This would be his.
This is his second season.
Yes, it's not going to a second year. I would. You got Tyreek Hill, Jaylen Waddle, all that talent you got. Brady doesn't have to do much. Mike McDaniel's a great coach. And Tua was one of the guys that got the ball out of his hands quickly. You could do that with Brady.
Yeah. All right. Well, it's a Patriots Friday. And a lot going on when it comes to the Miami Dolphins and what happened to Tua last night, which was awful. You can talk about that all day long right here on Boston Sports Original WEEI.